He marched at the head of not less than 4 different victory parades, having won 4 different campaigns. Then Caesar appeared in the Senate to report upon his adventures, and the grateful Senate made him dictator for 10 years. It was a fatal step. The new dictator made serious attempts to reform the Roman state. He made it possible for freemen to become members of the Senate. He conferred the rights of citizenship upon distant communities, as had been done in the early days of Roman history. He permitted foreigners to exercise influence upon the government. He reformed the administration of the distant provinces, which certain aristocratic families had come to regard as their private possessions. In short, he did many things for the good of the majority of the people, but which made him thoroughly unpopular with the most powerful men in the state. 50 young aristocrats formed a plot to save the Republic. On the Ides of March, the 15th of March, according to that new calendar which Caesar had brought with him from Egypt, Caesar was murdered when he entered the Senate. Once more, Rome was without a master. There were 2 men who tried to continue the tradition of Caesar's glory. One was Antony, his former secretary. The other was Octavian, Caesar's grandnephew and heir to his estate.